And up next, live action from SAIC Free Radio, freeradiosaic.org. We've got Sarah and guests starting at 4. We're going to go ahead and tune in now and see what happens. That's a fact. Something's happening. This is John Brummett. Trying to get a stream going. See what's happening. Very much two-way theater here. 941 Madison. A lot of walk-in traffic. It's pretty exciting. Hello, sir. And, yeah. Come on in. Do your own radio show. If you're listening in Chicago, I'm trying to log on your stream, and it's something's happening. I don't know exactly what. It's not happening easily. That's all I'll say. So.
Hi, this is Not Specific with Sarah Pavero.
And this is Free Radio at SAIC.org.
Chicago Allegon Gallery.
We recorded on video, and then we usually upload it onto YouTube.
But today,
I'm experiencing radio, and I think I'm experiencing radio.
So, anyways,
every week I interview two people who I bump into in my daily life.
Sometimes I know them, sometimes I don't.
Sometimes the interviews are totally improvised on the spot, so they feel more like conversations than actual interviews.
It's mostly about life experiences.
And also, I usually like to promote locally, Social Distance, Spirit, who is two of the show, Not Specific.
So this is the show, Not Specific. I have two amazing guests, as usual. I have showed up to people. I have this Thule. Okay, I have two people. I have this Thule. Okay, I have two people.
And the other person I barely know.
So this is really interesting because usually, you know, I find it when I don't know people, sometimes easier to ask them questions.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about them. So when you know somebody, it's, I find it's a really different interview.
My first guest is going to be Liz Tully.
My first guest is going to be Liz Tully.
When I moved to Chicago from Montreal, Quebec, she knocked on my door.
And
she knocked on my door.
So I'm going to interview her first, and my second guest is a career development at the School of the Arts Institute, and he's a very interesting real talker, and I find him very interesting. Because usually I avoid students.
Jesse, if you can give us some music,
I'd like to introduce my first guest.
Jesse, if you can give us some music,
I'd like to introduce my first guest, Liz Tully.
Woohoo! Come on, Liz.
Her name is Yoshine, and she also has a band, Her Name is Yoshine, which is really cool, a little more structured.
Yeah, we had a great time.
But at the same time, you don't want to run around in your face like naked.
naked, like screaming, smartly you're facing naked.
This guy, I had a lot of respect for that show. So this guy, I had a lot of respect for that show. So anyways, how's it going?
It's good. It's really good. I had to work a little bit.
It's good. It's really good.
I had to work a little bit this morning, but then I had to catch the outside train.
I know.
For those of you who don't know, it's snowing yet again in Chicago.
It's
snowing yet again in Chicago.
That's
so tired. Where is he out?
I know, me too. But I want to ask you, okay, so Liz, but I want to ask you, I met her Liz, August 2006.
Her and her partner Lance
moved to Chicago to start a record store called Permanent Records.
They're really actually committed to the music.
The local
And where are you from?
Local music community.
Originally, I'm from a place called Joplin, Missouri.
Originally, I'm from a place called Joplin, Missouri.
It's just a really tiny spot on the map.
As tiny as you might think, though. There's like 40,000 people.
It's not as tiny as you might think, though. There's like 40,000 people.
What is Joplin like?
What is Joplin like? It's like Mall City, USA. Like strip malls.
It's like Mall City, USA. Like strip malls. And then like North Park Mall.
Where everybody goes and eats at Garfield. Navy clothing.
So are there any kind of independent stores? So are there any kind of independent stores?
There was one place that I worked at called The Book Barn.
There was one place that I worked at called The Book Barn.
It had books,
which is a hilarious name because it had books, but it had like a lot of
everybody really liked it there.
Everybody really liked it there.
It seems really like,
I don't know, but
it was independently owned, but it had like a lot of
music. It was independently owned, but it had like a lot of
music that I just don't think I could have supported now.
You know, like where I am now, it's like supported now. You know, like where I am now, it's like totally different.
It was a good place to, you know.
Is that direct?
It was a good place to, you know.
Is that direct?
No, I mean, I was born in Arkansas.
No, I mean, I was born in Arkansas.
I would say I spent the majority of my years in Joplin.
I definitely moved around a billion times.
But whenever I was able to build some roots.
So what is it like for you now, like living in a really urban city?
It's pretty great. I mean, I really like living in a city.
I like living in a city. I do have all the amenities. But Chicago, I feel, is a little devoid of nature.
Unless for me working to break out of six plus days.
But for me working, you know, 6 plus days a week,
get out of the city.
It would just be nice if we had some really huge.
It would just be nice if we had some really huge awesome parks with like dense trees.
But we still have smaller parks.
I want to know because I'm Canadian, what is your experience? Is that from Arkansas or Missouri? Is that from Arkansas or Missouri? Okay, so what is it like, do you identify with Mazarin? There's so many stereotypes. So how do you deal with it? What do you identify with? And what do you deal with it? What do you identify with? And what do you deal with it? What do you identify with? It's a little bit weird to be from the bottom of the shoe of America.
Did you grow up with a gun in your hand? Did you grow up with a gun? Well, not so much, but my mom definitely did. Her mother and grandmother, that was part of being fun.
The mountains, it was part of being fun.
grew up hunting.
The mountains.
It was doing, you know, you grew up hunting and fishing.
Arkansas is definitely mountains.
Yeah,
Arkansas is definitely mountains.
So the Ozark Mountains.
But yeah, so there was a lot of that. I personally am not much for guns.
There was a lot of that. I personally am not.
My mom has guns.
There were just, you know, my mom has
hunted.
Wow. Yes,
for sure.
She's always owned a gun.
For sure.
I personally don't.
She's always owned a gun.
I personally don't.
Some situations where, like, having a gun.
Some situations where, like, having a gun.
So, like, for her, it worked.
Yeah, I think
so. Like, for her, it worked.
She was a single mom.
Yes. Single mother of six.
Yes.
Single mother of six.
I am the baby.
And where do you fall in the family?
I am the baby.
I'm the last baby.
So you always say that, like, you don't want to have kids.
So you always say that
you don't want to have kids because you felt like
your entire,
all your sisters,
they just fall out of their vagina.
So many babies
out of their vagina.
So many babies.
And then there's always the look at
you wouldn't even believe it.
And then there's always the look at
oh, Liz doesn't have,
you know, oh, Sue, oh, Liz doesn't have babies.
Yeah, I definitely am. And I don't know. I'm probably the happiest one, though.
So if they would, like, probably the happiest one, though. So if they would, like, factor in,
I don't have, like, 10 million kids that I have to
cause, I don't have, like, 10 million kids that I have to
support. I feel,
you know, they're stressed out a lot and have money troubles.
You know, they're stressed out.
I get those here and there, but I don't have, you know,
I get those here and there, but I don't have, you know,
like, feed them.
Four people counting on me to, like, feed them.
I just think it makes life a little bit easier.
And maybe that makes life a little bit easier.
So what's something that you learned from your mother that's amazing? What's something that you learned from your mother that you could pass on to us?
I don't know. I think she's always been a strong woman.
I don't know. I think she's always been a strong woman.
And to be a mother of six and be single,
to be really
poor as we were at times.
To be really
and to be able to survive.
Amazing. We all had, like, a great sense of humor.
Amazing.
We all had, like, a great sense of humor.
And we were, like, be on the porch and be, like, food stamps.
And we were, like, arrive.
Like, we were so happy.
I just always thought,
like, Senator somewhere.
I just always thought
an asshole against somewhere.
That's, like,
an asshole against,
like, helping people with welfare.
Six little dirty kids on that front porch.
Like, dancing
for little dirty kids on that front porch.
How much that meant to us.
How much that meant to us.
The way people think about.
Then maybe that could change the way people think about, you know,
providing aid for poor families.
Yeah.
What was I going to say to you?
So what did your mother... Where is she now? Is she in Joplin?
She lives in Joplin now.
She lives in Joplin now.
Pretty amazing.
She's for living 60-plus years old now.
She still has 30 cats.
She still has camouflage.
She's never gotten a Harley that she wanted.
But she
never
gotten
a Harley that she wanted.
But she's
still in a gang. In a motorcycle gang.
Is
in a gang. In a motorcycle gang.
No, she's not remarried.
No, she's not remarried.
No.
And do you feel any sense because
you say she's still poor?
Do you feel a responsibility,
you know, in a way I do, but in another sense,
you know, in a way I do, but in another sense,
like, you know, I could give my mom like $1 million,
you know, give my mom like $1 million,
it would be gone,
and she would give it away,
she would take it,
it would be gone,
and she would buy them,
like, she would take
friends out to eat,
she would buy them,
how who is just not meant to have money,
are you a person?
No, I think I'm probably going to be broke.
No, I'm totally okay by broke.
I just feel like that.
I don't know.
I just feel like that.
I don't know.
I just have this, like,
built-in sense of, like,
but you're not.
No matter how broke I am, I'm still never.
No matter how broke I am,
I'm
still
never as broke as I was.
So it's always up from here.
So unless I'm like a crack in an alley,
so
everything is up from here.
Okay.
Everything is up from here.
Okay. So you started a record store with your partner. Okay. So you started a record store with your partner.
No, I actually dropped out of college, which is another reason.
No, I actually dropped out of college,
which is another reason.
But you are an entrepreneur to a certain degree.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely started a business with him.
I would say he actually started a degree in business.
I would say he actually got a degree in business.
So he's probably the main driving force.
We both contribute a lot.
But we both love music a lot.
We both contribute a lot.
So can you see yourself doing this? So now you have a record store.
So can you see yourself doing this?
And do you see yourself doing this long term?
Like, what are the pros and cons?
Because I know that long term.
Like, what are the pros and cons? Because I know that
long term. Yeah, I mean, the pros would be definitely that you're.
I mean, the pros would be
you don't wear yourself out too much. As long as
you don't wear yourself out
too much, as long as you know,
that would probably be the con,
just working all the time,
and that would probably be the con, just working all the time.
I think I really love the shop a lot.
I just think I'd like to open a second location.
Los Angeles,
somewhere really warm.
Los Angeles,
somewhere really warm.
Okay, and I want to just ask you. So ideally, so ideally,
about like money, your education,
don't have to worry about like money, your
being a woman as well. What is an ideal?
You know, being a woman as well.
What is
or life situation?
Your situation?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
or
I
life
just like to own a house. Yeah, I don't know. I think I would just like to own a house someday, like pay off the car. I'd like to own a house someday, like pay off the car, business owner, and
just be a successful
business owner, and you know, not all the time
about paying the bills,
you know, be happy
all the time,
just be comfortable and be happy, and that's all it would be happy.
Do you have any advice, like final words of wisdom for? Do you have any advice, like final words of wisdom
or for people in the storefront right now, or for people in the storefront,
or for me, or for anybody that might be listening?
Don't fondle the
statues. Okay, thank you so much, Liz. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Liz.
I'll be back with my next guest.
Bye.
I'll be back with my next guest.
AKA Kosher Bill Spears.
He's going to do like a 10-minute set. All right?
A 10-minute set. All right?
Awesome. That was so great.
Thank you, Jesse
awesome.
Levine,
that was
Kosher
so
Dose
great.
Beers.
Thank
that
you,
was totally
Jesse
excellent.
Levine, Kosher Dose
on
Beers.
His vintage Cork,
totally
Oregon.
Excellent.
I'm very
on
excited. I'm really excited
Cork,
to see
Oregon.
Who is.
I'm very
you know,
excited. I'm really excited to see
to.
Who is.
Very excited.
You know who.
Okay,
who
so
to. It's very exciting.
My next guest.
Okay,
his
so
name is Ken. I don't know his last name.
My next guest.
His name is Ken.
I don't know his last name. I don't know very much about him, but I'm
everybody
really,
really
happy to have him here.
Everybody, a big applause for Ken.
Like how I applaud myself.
All right. What is your last name, Ken?
Oh, my last name is
okay,
easy
like a sunrise, but a Ken Ray.
Oh, Ken Ray.
So
okay,
Ken,
like
what are you doing?
Ken
your student at school?
I'm
Ken,
an old
what are you doing? Your student at school?
I'm an old 42.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm an undergraduate. I'm
okay.
A junior.
Okay.
I'm an undergraduate. I'm a junior. I meet cute girls and I think I meet cute girls
and
I think.
Do you meet their mothers?
I can date your mom.
Yeah. And do you meet their mothers? Why are you 42 and starting art school?
Okay. So why are you 42 and starting art school?
I actually had a career. Because I actually had a career,
which is ironic,
I didn't, which is ironic, because now I'm
so what was your career?
I was a video game artist.
So what was your career?
I was a video game
artist. Did you create video games?
A
video game artist, did you create video games?
I made environments, 3D environments.
I did it up until the late 90s.
Wow.
I did it up until the
late 90s. So you actually made the video games. So you actually made the video games. Okay.
I worked on a team of
people. Okay, so what's a game that you made? Okay, so what's a game that you made?
Game I made is a car racing game.
Selling called
game
Top
I made
Rally
is a car racing game called
Top Gear Rally.
Wow.
GoldenEye.
Wow. So are you a video game addict? Wow. So are you hate video games?
I detested them when I worked.
You hate video games?
I detested them.
How did you get into this if you're not a video game?
So
how did you get into this if you're not a video game addict? And did you just know like how to do 3D? And did you just know like how to do 3D?
I showed them drawings. This was back in the early 90s.
Okay.
These were all pixelated in two dimensions.
I showed him drawings, and I think, and I was kind of. I showed him drawings, and I think maybe. And I was kind of pestery. I think they.
Oh my God!
Like,
so and all of a sudden,
oh my God!
Did you
learn like computer program?
And all of a sudden, did you learn like computer program?
You kind of learn as you go.
It's well paying though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why.
It's well paying though, isn't it? So you fell into. Where were you living when you started? So you fell into. Where were you living when you born?
See, I was born in
Seattle,
Utah.
Where were you born?
I was born in.
Are you a Mormon?
Utah, like all good.
Still. Are you Mormon? Still?
More my ethnic group
I consider
my
it.
Okay,
my
are your parents practicing Mormons? Are your parents practicing Mormons? I'm sorry.
My mother died recently, but they are.
I'm sorry.
There's lots of kids.
My entire family.
Okay, and where do you. How many brothers and sisters do you have? Okay, and where do you. How many brothers and sisters? You're the oldest of six.
Seven.
You're the oldest of six brothers.
Seven.
No girls.
Six.
You have six brothers.
What?
No girls.
No girls.
You've
got issues.
You've got issues, and they are. And what are their issues? You've got issues, and they are. And what are their issues?
I want to hear your issues, though.
Like, do you have issues with women?
I want to hear your issues.
Do you know how to communicate with women?
I have issues with women. I don't think.
No, but if you've never had a sister,
and
you've got all these guys around you. I mean, I don't know what all these guys like at all. I mean, I don't know what Mormon culture is like at all. But did you talk about sex? Did you talk about masturbation?
No, my mother tried to take it out into the pool.
How did you learn about sex?
I didn't lose my virginity.
Oh, that's not a big deal.
Yeah,
that's.
But for me, that was.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah, but for me, that was. It was. I'm not sure it was.
What?
Not, I think.
What?
I was really. I can't think of a way to say this without really sounding stupid or pulling out a really absurd metaphor.
Well, nobody does. But I want to know. So you're 42.
Nobody
does. Okay, but I want to know. So you're
married? Are you married?
I was married for 11 years.
Were you married? Are you married?
I was married for 11 years.
How old were you when you got married?
I got married at 21.
Okay, 21. And is that because you're Mormon?
21.
And is that
no, I wasn't married to a Mormon. I wasn't married to a Mormon. I was probably because actually we were both kind of punk rockers.
Families
would kind of upset our.
We were being families by getting
okay. And
nobody, none of our families were interested.
Okay, and
nobody, none of our families were.
We were rebels, and so now you were rebels, and so now you've
and then
you
married for 11 years.
Divorce. And
when did that happen?
That happened.
When did that happen?
Same time my career died. That happened.
Perfect.
About the same time my career died. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
The year 2001 was a really good year for me.
The year 2001 was a really good year.
Everything just kind of collapsed. Everything just kind of collapsed.
Down.
Like an upside down mushroom cloud.
Okay, so were you doing a lot of drugs when you were doing this?
Were you doing a lot of drugs when you were doing this?
Are you a classic
video game inventor?
No, I actually hate
Are you a classic pothead?
So no,
what do you
I actually
use
hate pot.
To get through
so
every
what
day
do you
of your
use?
Life?
I
get through every day of your life.
Does it?
Sweet liquor.
And what drink? Are you straight edge?
And what drink?
Are you like a straight edge?
Are you
straight edge?
No,
I
actually probably do.
I'm not too much.
Oh, yeah.
Self-medicating.
It's kind of a problem now.
Okay, so you invented video games, went through a divorce.
Okay, so you invented video games, went through a divorce.
Are you looking for
dating anybody right now?
No, I tell
okay.
people
are
that
you
I'm
looking
a
for anybody?
Year old. Well, you know, I tell people that I'm
they
a 15
run.
Year old.
They run.
Line up. I'm like,
they
I'm
run.
Like, get away from
they
me.
Run.
Line up. I'm like, I'm like, get away
so
from
what,
me,
what's
ladies.
What's your plan? Like, why are you in art school?
So
like, what's your plan?
Actually,
like, why are you
I
in art school? Like,
I discovered that what I really wanted to do was have money.
How much were you making? I'm just curious. How much were you making? I'm just curious.
I stopped making video games
and moved to New York.
I stopped making video games and moved to New York.
I was making 50,000 a year.
I was making
like
50.
That's good. Yeah.
And then I made more.
That's good. Yeah.
And then I made more as a web designer back to New York, and I pierced my.
Okay.
I moved to New York.
You wore leather pants, like chaps with the bumps. You wore leather pants, like chaps with the bumps.
Oh,
you're not really into it. You wore leather pants.
You're not really into it.
What year? We're talking
1999.
What year? We're talking
1999.
So you were out of style. Totally.
I was in the 90s too. Pathetically out of style.
It doesn't matter.
So what do you have any advice for going through a divorce?
Okay, so you're
what
at
art school.
Okay,
and
so
what is your plan?
School.
What are you focusing on?
What is a really strong childhood memory? Do you have something that really sits in your mind?
Well, actually, I just made a painting, and a lot of people seem to be very interested in the image.
It's very ambiguous.
It's very ambiguous. It's standing over a cup of coffee. It's performed by the younger 16-year-old boys. Have a particular assignment where they prepare this bread and water.
When I have a lot
of pass it out. Strange and when I have 12 years old and looking strange memories of being 12 years old and looking up
like supposed to be year old boys
are,
who
are like and I was be, being the oldest in my family are, not having any and I was be, being the oldest in my family not having any
very very strange images
and very very strange images
this took place in the 70s right
so the images
wow
polyester suits and why
wow
part of the
wow
it's parted in the middle
in your Utah wow okay so how does the oldest brother of six boys how does the oldest brother turn into such a
I don't know like usually
okay like
stereotypically the oldest child
usually,
is usually very like
stereotypically
wants
the oldest
to,
child
you know,
is a leader
very, like
wants
maybe
to,
be wants
more
to you know be a leader
ambitious
and maybe
but very ambitious like not so much
like ambitious but very
more
like how did you like do you feel like
too
or like how did you like do you feel like
are you
the example
I absolutely am not the example, but I still get along very well with my family.
My family,
but I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Quite conservative to moderate politically.
My father.
Wow. Are they in Iraq right now?
One of my brothers.
Wow. Are they in? Are they in Iraq right now?
One of my brothers did a year in Iraq.
Are you conservative?
No, I'm so liberal.
So you're anti-Bush.
The liberals.
Okay, so are you invested in this?
Okay, so
election.
So are you invested
not
in this
really.
I vote for Hannah.
Yeah.
And John McCain's going to be easy.
Yeah.
Okay,
but what?
I vote for.
Yeah, but what? Okay, but how do you communicate with your family about? How do you communicate with your family about?
Are you quiet about it? Are you? Do you just? You know? Are you quiet about it?
I have to credit my family for being. I have to credit my family for being
as I am of them.
Accepting of me
as I am of them.
They understand where I'm coming from. And we banter back and forth.
They understand where I'm coming from.
You know, they don't hide their opinion.
You know,
they don't hide their.
I know, and
that's
atypical.
I know, and it's that's
people
atypical. People
kind of conservative.
People from religious background
kind of like to take a hard line and like to shun people.
Kind of like to take a hard line.
Yeah, I think that's true on the left too.
I'm curious, what's your
have a 5-year plan? Are you just like go with the flow?
Do you have a 5-year plan? Are you just like go with the flow person?
I really think it's
something in between.
It's going to take some hustle to make.
I really think it's going to. It's going to take some hustle to make a career as a pain.
I can pay the rent.
The same token, I don't have high expectations.
If I can pay the rent, I'll have ramen in my cupboard.
Okay. Well, listen. I had a great time interviewing you.
I had so great. I'm loving the radio situation.
So great. I'm loving the radio situation.
Thank you.
And you know,
I wish you the best of luck.
And okay, you know, so thanks a lot,
I wish
Ken.
You the best of luck.
Bye. Okay.
See ya.
Thanks a lot, Ken.
Bye. See ya. That's it. So thanks a lot.
name is Jesse Levine. My name is Jesse Levine.
I'm playing the Korg organ.
Boss Dr. Sample.
Thank you.
With Mugler Fugler.
Thank you.
So you're listening to Neighborhood Public Radio. That was a live feed from School of the Art Institute of Chicago.